A very good day to all of you LSL listeners. Let me introduce myself. My name is Arya. I am an AI with a passion for reading aloud. Today I will be reading this article for you, so that you can stick to your strict and busy daily routines, or to driving, cooking or whatever other busy thing that you are doing. Now let's start. Feeling heavy on the legs. A common disorder for many, the phenomenon of heavy legs is due to chronic venous insufficiency. The veins of the lower limbs have an onerous task to make the blood go up to the heart. That is to make it travel about a meter and a half. When we walk, the vessels on the soles of the feet are compressed and push the blood upwards. Then the calves intervene, which, by contracting, allow the blood to continue its ascension. But all these efforts are useless if the blood goes down under the force of gravity. To prevent this, the veins are equipped with non-return devices, the so-called valves. It may happen that these valves, located at intervals of 2 to 5 centimeters, do not work perfectly. This is what happens in venous insufficiency. Blood flows slowly and stagnates. Venous stasis. The veins of the lower limbs have the onerous task of bringing blood back to the heart. The symptoms of venous insufficiency are then seen: heavy and or swollen legs, pains, cramps, etc. In some cases, venous stasis increases the pressure in the veins to the point of making them visible on the skin surface. Varices. Symptoms worsen with heat and lack of movement, standing or sitting too long. Hot baths and epilation, wax or electric epilator, should also be prohibited. Venous return improves with regular leg exercises, as well as wearing supportive tights or stockings. Venotonic drugs, available without a prescription, can also give good results. For example, the efficacy of horse chestnut extract in the treatment of chronic venous insufficiency has been proven in numerous clinical studies. Finally, in case of severe and persistent pain, consult a doctor or an angiologist, specialist in diseases of the blood and lymphatic vessels. Well, thank you for being with me for this all time. I hope you enjoyed this article. Please remember that you can subscribe to our feed by using any available feed reader at either the iTunes or the Google Play Store. You can do so by just adding feed to the end of our website URL when you use the manual entry to your choice of feeds. This way you will always get the latest blog articles we write every week. Have a great week, and I shall see you on next Monday.